From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, June the 26th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Windham Journal that a phony return address on a letter mailed to the State Department of Transportation has drawn attention to an ongoing political wrangling over the construction of a new bridge in Prattsville. A typewritten letter was sent earlier this month to the DOT project manager concerning the Route 23 bridge over the Schoharie Creek. The letter, attributed to 50 concerned citizens, was not signed. The return address used was 50 Prattsville Residence, Prattsville, New York, 12468. Does not exist, according to the Prattsville Post Office. The letter asks for reconsideration of the bridge project, echoing the sentiments expressed by Assemblymember Pete Lopez following a DOT hearing on the project May 27. Lopez also sent a letter to the department on June 5th, stating some town residents believe one bridge option had been purposely avoided to protect certain property owners. Lopez has called for additional talks after a year or more of intense planning by the DOT and the Prattsville Bridge Committee. During a May public hearing, local resident Frank Cangelosi also accused the DOT of concealing one bridge design to benefit town supervisor Corey O'Hara. Cangelosi opposed O'Hara in the 2013 election. The Department of Transportation has not yet answered Lopez's letter. DOT is prepared to move forward with the project and is facing a funding deadline this week. The department is set to invest $14 million to replace the span and to upgrade the Huntersville Creek Bridge located in the center of town. That is a story that you can read in the Windham Journal. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Register Star that developers of a proposed Dollar General store on 9G were once again before the Germantown Planning Board on Thursday, June the 25th. Following a five-month absence, project representatives offered an updated rendering and site map in support of the site plan application submitted in January. The board's specific concerns with the project included making the proposed building look more like local Germantown architecture and the applicant seeking more information on the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation protected stream located on the western side of the property. Planning Board Chairman Stephen Reynolds said on Thursday, and I quote, "This application still has a long way to go, but I feel we made a small step tonight," end quote. The board will next meet on July 30th. It is not known if the Dollar General project will be on the agenda for that meeting. That is a story that you can read in the Register Star. Jimmy Vilken is reporting at Capitol, New York, that the 2015 state legislative session has ended. Members of the state Senate left the Capitol at 11:54 p.m. on Thursday, June the 25th, and the state assembly lingered another 20 minutes before adjourning until January 2016. Final night of voting was mostly spent approving an omnibus bill for outstanding housing and education issues. Known as the Big Ugly in Capitol jargon, the bill authorizes $1.3 billion in property tax rebates, renewed mayoral control of New York City schools for another year, released $250 million for mandated expenses of non-public schools, and demanded more transparency for state standardized testing. But the conclusion of the session was equally notable for what it did not get done. No review of the criminal justice system was accomplished, the age of criminal responsibility was not raised, and a tax credit for donations to private schools did not pass. That is a story that you can read at Capitol, New York. Kelsey Sutton is reporting at Capitol, New York, that New York-based WNYC announced on Thursday, June the 25th, the launch of a podcast accelerator that will help funnel ideas for new audio programming into the public radio station. The accelerator is opening an application period for people with ideas for podcasts through July 15. Applications can be submitted online. Five finalists will receive support and mentorship from producers. The winning idea will be selected at an online news association conference in September and will give its creator the chance to produce a pilot episode. The announcement is the latest in a series of efforts by the station to expand its podcast success. WNYC is already home to a number of popular podcasts, including Radio Lab and the Freakonomics Radio. In April, WNYC announced a partnership with The New Yorker to produce a weekend national radio show and podcast, which is set to launch this fall. Sutton reports the popularity of podcasts has grown considerably in the past several years. It is estimated that 17% of Americans aged 12 or older, approximately 46 million people, listened to at least one podcast in the past month. That is a story that you can read at Capitol, New York. And for our final story, New York State residents and visitors will be able to fish for free without a fishing license this weekend, June 27th and June 28th. In a statement released last week, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo said, and I quote, New York has some of the best fishing in the nation, and we're making it easier than ever for people to come out and see all this state has to offer, end quote. Anglers are reminded that although the requirement for a license and enrolling in recreational marine fishing registry has been waived during the free fishing weekend, all other regulations remain in effect. More information can be found at www.dec.ny.gov. Now for the weekend weather. The National Weather Service is predicting scattered showers for today, mainly before 3 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 77 degrees. The chance of precipitation today is 40%. For Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 53. The forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Saturday, a chance of showers, mainly afternoon, increasing clouds, a high near 65 degrees. Saturday night, rain with thunderstorms, also possible after 3 a.m. Some of those storms could produce heavy rainfall with a low around 59. For Sunday, showers and a possibility of a thunderstorm. Some of those storms could produce heavy rainfall with a temperature high near 75 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of showers, mainly before 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 56. And for Monday, partly sunny with a high near 77 degrees. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 59. The sun rose today at 5:20 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:36 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, exactly the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 26th day of June, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.